It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. We're live tonight from Lawrence Central School. It's the opening round of the boys' Pat Grasso tournament, one that we've done on the radio the last couple of years, and it's just a great tournament every year. It's been some different teams over the years, but this year especially, when I saw it come out on the opening season calendar, I said, this is a good one, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a few minutes. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations in Sydney, of course, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. It's a doubleheader here tonight. We'll be doing both games at the Pat Grasso Tournament. Live on the radio tonight, 5 o'clock tip-off between the Sydney boys taking on Class D powerhouse South Courtright. And then at 7 o'clock, it's the Walton boys facing off with the host school, the Lawrence Leopards. So we'll get you all set up. I'm especially excited about this first game, Sydney against SK, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. It is Lawrence and Walton in the 7 o'clock game and South Courtright and Sydney in the 5 o'clock game. Going to be a great night of boys basketball, folks. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. A big thanks to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, who's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. It's the Sydney boys taking on South Courtright tonight. We're live from Lawrence Central School. It's the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Of course, if you're a local sports fan, you know a lot about Pat Grasso. Of course, passed away just a couple of years ago, but a staple here in the Lawrence community, and especially in the Tri-Valley community. And I know we cover a lot of Tri-Valley League games, but I believe he came to Lawrence in the late 50s, early 60s, had a decorated coaching career, eight-man football, I mean, you name it, a league president for many years, just did a lot for local sports, whether it was here in Lawrence or the Tri-Valley or beyond. He was a great local ambassador and gave a lot of himself to a lot of generations of kids. So it's a great tournament to come to every year. And I was especially excited when I saw that Sydney had decided to make this one of their dates this year on their schedule, and that they were taking on South Courtright. And a lot of people, to me, don't get to see these type of schools go one-on-one with each other all the time. I get to because in my job I'm all over covering the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, the STACK. So I get to see all these teams And for me, this is like two worlds colliding because you don't see them face off very often. And what makes it even more fun is I oftentimes get the question from the diehard locals, hey, who would win if so-and-so from the MAC played so-and-so from the Tri-Valley or the Delaware League? So to me, this is one of those games where, you know, Sydney is a Class C, South Courtright's a Class D. They're not going to meet in sectionals. They're not in the same league. So this is really the only scenario that they're going to see each other. So this is a lot of fun. Of course, South Courtright is ranked number 3 in the state in this week's sports writers poll in New York State Class D. So they are a very good team, undefeated. They've challenged themselves, and we'll be seeing them next Friday when they take on Unadilla Valley. That game is at home in SK's brand-new gymnasium, just opened this season. And so it's a lot of fun, and I'm so excited to cover them again this year. I think their boys and their girls should be making some deep runs. They're a team that consistently gets to the Section 4 championship game, if not moves on to state. So they're a very, very decorated program. Sydney is off to a good start this year as well, but they've been hot and cold shooting the basketball. I mean, they put up 87 points in a win over Deposit Hancock. They've had other nights where they've really struggled to get out of the 30s and the 40s. So you just don't know what you're going to get. And, I mean, they're a team that nipped Green in a non-leaguer 54-52. And then Green goes on and beats Unadilla Valley. So the MAC, to me right now, is just really a lot of unknown. And I think games like this, even though they're non-league, help us to kind of figure that puzzle out. Because you look at the MAC right now for the boys, Delhi, Green, UV, Sydney, Walton, it's kind of still up in the air. Anybody could take it at this point, depending on how things shake out. And a lot of times these Christmas tournaments will help teams find their identity. So really excited about this one here tonight in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence. The Butler Auto Sales tip-off show continues here. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out their rentals during the holiday season right now as well at some special rates. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Very excited to see how this one goes tonight. South Courtright, very deep. They play 9-10 guys, athletic, like to run the floor, get up and down, and you know, whoever the starting five is on any given night, because it does change, somebody else can come off the bench and be just as effective, just as athletic. And I like that because Sydney likes to get out and run and press and fast break as well. So I'm interested to see how an athlete like Liam Matthews for Sydney that we talk about all the time, who gets up and down the floor, an all-state wide receiver for football, how he matches up against some of these long, lanky guards for South Courtright. So going to be a fun one here tonight. Really excited to see how things work out. I know these two teams have scouted each other a little bit, and it should be a lot of fun. Both teams are wrapping up their final warm-ups here. We are going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. The opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament starts here tonight. Of course, it's a doubleheader on WCDO, so when this game is over, please don't turn the dial. We're going to have the second game at 7 o'clock, which is the Walton boys taking on the host school, the Lawrence Leopards. So this is definitely a stacked tournament in terms of four quality teams that could certainly, any four of those could advance to tomorrow's championship game. So a lot of other tournaments going on here tonight as well, so make sure you follow us on WCDOsports.com. Our Twitter feed is there, and later tonight after these two games, I will be breaking down all the tournament games and results, and that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. It's South Courtright and the Sydney boys facing off here tonight at the Grasso Tournament in Lawrence on WCDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. The accident is bad enough, so we do our best to give you a positive experience after the accident. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Hi, this is Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I am proud to say that Butler Auto now features over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. Our selection constantly changes, and you're sure to find a safe, reliable vehicle for your family. In fact, we have increased our truck inventory to offer a wide variety with more arriving daily. You might even find a commercial truck on the lots. Our experienced service department will take care of any and every service need. And right now, you'll receive free mounting and balancing with every tire purchased. Need a rental? rental? We've got those too. So if you have family visiting for the holidays or get in an accident, Butler Auto Rental can help. When it's time for a new to you vehicle, let our family help yours at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Delaware Avenue across from the Kmart Plaza in Sydney. Check out our entire selection at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live tonight as the Sydney boys take on South Courtright. We're in Lawrence for the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. The Walton boys will take on Lawrence at 7 p.m. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the chest. The home white uniforms are for South Courtright with the royal blue trim. Says South Courtright in blue lettering across the front of the chest. SK will go right to left, and Sydney left to right will jump it up with Lamport here for SK against Liam Matthews of Sydney. SK wins the opening tip. Derek Burns takes it to the rim, but he's blocked. It goes out of bounds, and the ball will stay with South Courtright. They will inbound it underneath the basket with Austin Lamport. Inbound pass here for Logan Kaufman. We'll get you to the starting lineups in a minute here when we get a quick break. Kaufman with the basketball at the top of the key. Goes to the right side for Ashline. Goes back to Lamport. Top of the key here. Lamport dribble drive to the high post, and he is fouled on the shot there by Liam Matthews. We're 20 seconds in. Starting lineup here for Sydney. Number 3, Ryan Harris. He's a senior. A junior number 4, Liam Matthews. Junior number 5, John Palmatier. Senior number 15, Matt Hoskins. And senior number 22, Mike Gravelin. First shot for Lamport is up and good. Sydney is coached by Mike Brzee. On the other side for head coach Aaron Kaufman and SK. Senior number 10, Derek Burns. Junior number 2, Seth Ashline. Junior number 32, Quinlan Davis. Junior number 1, Logan Kaufman. And junior number 12, Austin Lamport, who just went 2-for-2 at the line. And South Courtright leads early, 2-0. Little 2-1-2 press here from the Rams, and we're going to have a 10-second call against Sydney. They couldn't get it over the half-court line. And so South Courtright will get the ball back at midcourt again, going right to left on your radio dial. We're 30 seconds in. The Rams lead the Warriors 2-0 here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. Here is Derek Burns with the ball. Finds Logan Kaufman left side. Ashline was cutting through. Didn't give it to him. Instead goes to Quinlan Davis. Step back three. No good. Palmatier skies for a rebound and brings it back up the floor for Sydney as they go left to right in the maroon and white. Ryan Harris straight away three ball. Died on the back of the rim. Ripped down on the glass there by Lamport, and an outlet pass for Kaufman. Ahead into the corner for Ashline in front of the Sydney bench. Again, we're a minute in, and the Rams lead 2-0 here over Sydney. Burns with a spot-up jumper. Lost control of it there. Ball loose on the floor. Hoskins got a piece of it. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Somehow South Courtright comes away with it. Burns kicks one over to Ashline. He takes one inside. That one won't go. Lamport looking for a rebound. Out of bounds, and we'll stay here with SK. So both teams fighting pretty hard underneath the rim. And South Courtright had a couple of chances that wouldn't go down. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. South Courtright with an early 2-0 lead over the Sydney boys. Here's Burns, takes it to the rim. This one falls off the backside. Won't go down, and a rebound for Sydney. Back up the floor for Gravelin. Takes it right here to the rim, up and good for Mike Gravelin. And we're tied 2-2 with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Class C versus Class D here tonight on CDO. Sydney from C and South Courtright a D school. Here's Lamport in the corner. Spots up for a long three-pointer. This one dies on the side of the rim. Rebound for Palmatier. He's in the backcourt. Ashline is chasing him, and Sydney will get it across the half-court timeline. Down low, Ryan Harris takes it up, and he's fouled with 6:07 to go in the first quarter. Couldn't get the shot to go. We're tied 2-2, and Harris will step to the line. Good pump fake. Got two defenders in the air who came crashing down on his back before he could take the shot. 6:07 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Harris, first shot is nothing but net. Good for the senior, Ryan Harris. Second one coming here for Harris with 6:07 to go in this first quarter. Harris goes 2-for-2. Steps up and two smooth-looking shots there from Harris at the line. Gives Sydney a 4-2 lead over South Courtright. Sydney here with a little full-court pressure. They're going to cause a turnover, and the ball will come back here to the Warriors. Last touch by Kaufman went off his fingertips. His little half-court pressure there just over the half-court timeline was giving South Courtright some trouble. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Here's Palmatier. finding Harris and passing down low for Liam Matthews. Give and go back to Harris. Puts it up off the glass and in. Nice pass there from Matthews to find a cutting Ryan Harris, and it's Sidney 6 and South Courtright 2 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Down low on the baseline. Ashline for Kaufman through his hands. He couldn't hold on to it. Ball out of bounds. Goes back to Sidney with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. South Courtright's going to go to the bench. Hunter Collins will come in, and Seth Ashline will head to the bench. South Courtright, a very deep team. They'll play 9-10 guys. I'm interested to see how that works out here tonight against Sidney, who usually doesn't go that deep on the bench in terms of substitutes. 5.5 to go, first quarter. It's Sidney 6, South Courtright 2. Here is Matthews, gets into the paint, dishes down low, back out Palmateer, right side for three, got it. Palmateer with a three-pointer, and it's 9-2. And Sidney has jumped out to a 7-point lead in the early going. Here's Quinlan Davis, finds Burns in the corner, a spot-up jumper for him is short, an air ball is picked up here by Liam Matthews, and quickly back up the floor for Harris. Harris now finding Gravelin, straightaway three-pointer for him, too strong, rebound is loose, and Lamport rips this one down off the glass. Boy, that would have been a big-time shot if Sidney could take the 10-point lead there in the early going. 4:55 to go, first quarter. It's Sidney 9, South Courtright 2. Here is Hunter Collins, gets around a pick. Tight defense here by Sidney. Collins passes down low to Burns, goes through his hands, and the Rams are having a little trouble fielding the ball here on some passes. Matthews takes it to the rim, absorbs some contact, draws the foul there from Lamport at the right low block, and Matthews will go to the line with 4:40 to go, first quarter. It is Sidney 9 and South Courtright 2. So the Rams are off to a slow and cold start. Meanwhile, Sidney has come to play here tonight. Matthews to the line. First shot rattles in and out with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming here for Liam Matthews, the very talented and athletic junior. Steps into the line. And second shot rattles in and out. Lamport with another big-time rebound. Boy, he's got 4 or 5 already where he has just gone up and snagged it down. Here's Burns on the baseline, right side, goes down low for Quinlan Davis, back out for Burns, again into the paint, his shot is off the mark. SK fans want a foul, they won't get it, ball out of bounds, will stay with the Rams. Burns has tried that a lot in the early going, taking it right to the rim. There has been some contact, but the officials haven't blown the whistle yet. 4.5 to go, first quarter. SK gets it in, they find Quinlan Davis for a long two-pointer, too strong. Lamport, another rebound, lays it up, won't go. Cleans up his own mess, tries it again, won't go. Rebound loose on the floor, both teams scrambling, and Sidney comes away. So 2 point blank chances there for the Rams. They couldn't finish it off. Here's Palmateer in transition, finds Mike Gravelin. Back out for Matthews, pull-up jumper from the foul line, too strong. Gets his own rebound, though, takes it to the rim. He's blocked by Lamport, and a whistle. And a foul here on Lamport. That's going to be his second in the early going with 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. It is Sidney 9 and SK 2. And Liam Matthews right back to the line. Ashline's going to come in. Matthews can't get the first foul shot. Died on the front of the rim. Lamport is going to have to go to the bench here. He's still talking with the official about how he thought that wasn't a foul, but he's going to have to go and take a seat for the next couple of minutes with 2 early fouls. That's tough for the Rams. He's been playing very well so far. Matthews goes 0-for-2 at the line. Rebound is loose, and Burns comes away with it. Took it right out of the hands there of Matt Hoskins, who couldn't quite hold on. 3:55 to go, first quarter. It is Sidney 9, South Courtright 2 in the opening round of the Pat Grasso Boys Tournament here in Lawrence. Rams with the ball. They go to Hunter Collins' left side. Very quick, takes it right to the rim. He is blocked by Liam Matthews, and we'll have a call. This one will be against Matthews, his first. Here's the team foul situation. That's Sidney's second and 3 on South Courtright so far. That looked like maybe a pretty good jump ball situation there, but from the angle I think the official had on it, it goes in South Courtright's favor. So here's Hunter Collins. His SK has not scored in probably 2 or 3 minutes, but he breaks the cold snap there. And so Collins gets the first shot to go, and it's 9-3. Matthews is going to have to go to the bench. That's his second. I didn't realize that. So the 2 team fouls against Sidney, both are against Liam Matthews. Second shot coming here for Hunter Collins. As he steps in, the lefty puts this one up and in. Iron was kind to him as it rolled around, took 2 or 3 bounces and goes down. 3:40 to go, first quarter. It's Sidney 9, South Courtright 4. South Courtright coming with some full court pressure. Here's Palmateer to the midcourt timeline, back across for Gravelin. Gravelin passing down low, and he'll travel as he got into the paint. Just shuffled his feet 1 too many times. Ball goes back here to SK with 3.5 to go, first quarter. See if SK can handle the pressure a little bit better so far. This Sydney press, a little 2-2-1, has been very effective. This time Sydney breaks it across the half-court timeline. They go to Hunter Collins. Baseline drive, left side, pull-up jumper, rattles in and out. Rebound here for Kaufman. Stepped on the line, though, on that baseline. Looks like the ball is going to go back to Sydney with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. So both teams kind of feeling each other out here in the early going. Sydney's had the better of the play so far. Here is Ryan Harris across the midcourt timeline, and let's see what the call is here. It will be a traveling violation against Harris with 3:12 to go in the first quarter. Ball goes back to SK. So even though Sydney's built this early lead, South Courtright has gotten some chances here, and they're going to have to try to score to get back into this game. Quinlan Davis lost it on a little give-and-go there with Burns. Ball out of bounds, goes back to the Warriors. So, you know, Sydney's giving SK chances, but they're not taking advantage of it. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 9 and South Courtright 4. In the backcourt, here is Gravelin, finds Palmateer. They break the press. Palmateer splits two defenders, finds Harris. Goes to the left side for Gravelin. Stolen away here by Logan Kaufman. Down the left side of the floor. Kaufman puts on the brakes. Wants to set up the offense. Gives one back to Hunter Collins with 2:40 to go first quarter. Collins wants to take it himself. Down low in the paint. And we're going to have a foul called here on Sydney with 2:38 to go in the first quarter. Foul's going to be a block on Matt Hoskins, his first, team's third. So both teams with three fouls apiece in the early going. And here's Hunter Collins back to the charity stripe once again, trying to give the Rams some momentum with 2:38 to go in this first quarter. Collins steps in, first shot, left it well short, and an air ball there for Hunter Collins. Second one coming here with 2:38 to go in this first frame. Again, Sydney leading 9-4. So Collins will step in for his second shot. This one is up and good. So Hunter Collins now with 3 points. And it's 9-5 with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Here's Palmateer on the right side. Finds Harris in the middle of the zone, or the press, I should say. This one knocked out of bounds, though, as Harris tried to dish down onto the baseline. Collins got a piece of it for SK, and it sails out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Sydney Warriors on the baseline. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Sydney 9, South Courtright 5 here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence tonight. Here is Levi Green, who's into the game. Left side for Harris, and now for Gravelin. Goes back for Green at the top of the key. Now for Harris. Again for Gravelin in the corner with 15 on the shot clock. Left wing side. Hoskins at the high post. Tried to pass over to Green. Skipping across the zone. Pass sails out of bounds. And we'll go back to South Courtright with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Both teams struggling here to find some rhythm in the end of the first quarter. The last couple of minutes, I should say, of the first quarter. Burns will now find Ashline on the right side of the floor. Ashline throws it back to the top of the zone to find Kaufman. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 4-point lead for Sydney over the SK boys with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Right side of the floor for Hunter Collins. Harris is right in his face for Sydney. SK with the ball. Here's Quinlan Davis, 10 on the shot clock. Finds Burns right side. Burns again into the paint. That's his bread and butter. Kicks it for Davis. Tosses one up in the paint. Left it short. Ball is there. Davis throws it up, and he's fouled. SK is just not getting the looks that they're used to by being able to get in the paint. And luckily for them, a rebound off a miss there from Davis. Gets his own rebound, tosses it up, and is fouled with a minute 40 to go first quarter. So here is Quinlan Davis stepping in. First shot for Davis is too strong. With a minute 40 to go first quarter, it's 9-5, Sydney on top of SK. Chris Champlin comes in. Hunter Collins will go to the bench here for the Rams, and so you'll see South Courtright already using three substitutes in the early going as Davis puts up the second shot. This one is good. So Davis goes 1-for-2, and it's a 3-point ball game. Sydney 9, South Courtright 6, with 1.5 to go in the first quarter. Ball is loose at midcourt, stolen away here by Chris Champlin. He wants to take it right to the rim, lays this one up and in. Chris Champlin might be the spark that the Rams need off the bench. We're back to a 1-point game. Sydney 9, SK 8. We're going to have a foul at midcourt with 1:20 to go first quarter. Foul is going to be on Champlin, his first, team's fourth. So both teams with 4 fouls apiece here in the first quarter. Harris will get it in, finds Levi Green at the top of the key, now goes back for Harris left side. Sydney's in the maroon and white with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Green in the corner. Boy, his three ball was halfway down, rattled out, rebound for the Rams. Quickly back up the floor. No, stolen away here by Palmateer. Took it right out of the hands of Ashline, who then fouled him as he tried to take back off up the court. Going to be the second foul on Ashline and the team's fifth. Sydney will get the ball back with a minute 8 to go first quarter. It's 9-8. Sydney on top of South Courtright. Coming into the game here will be Joe Schaefer. Ashline's going to go to the bench. And so Schaefer comes in here for the Rams. Sydney gets it into the backcourt. Here is Mike Gravelin. Now to Palmateer as they'll work at the midcourt with a minute to go. Right side of the floor here for Palmateer. Now back to Gravelin on the Lorenz L at midcourt. Harris finds Green. Back out Palmateer. 50 seconds to go in this first quarter. Back for Levi Green. This time his three ball is short. Not enough mustard on that one. Champlin with the rebound, scoops it up for SK. Wants to take it right to the rim. Champlin gets it to go, and he takes some hard contact there. No call. Champlin's got 4 points. It gives the Rams the lead 10-9. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here's Palmateer down the floor here for Sydney. Tries to toss one up, and it's going to fall out of bounds. Sydney can't get there. It was kind of a half pass and a half shot. Actually, they'll say last touched by SK, and so it will stay with Sydney. With 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, South Courtright leading Sydney 10-9. Hoskins will get it in, finding Harris on the left side. Into the corner, no, taken away here by Burns. Numbers for SK if they can hurry. Burns with a spin move, had his pocket picked there by Harris. Ball out of bounds, will stay with the Rams on the baseline with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. And so South Courtright will inbound the basketball here with Champlin, finding Burns on the right side. Burns wants to reset the offense here, goes to the top of the key, finds Champlin right side, down to 10 seconds to go. First quarter, Champlin again wants to take it to the rim. This time he is fouled at the right low block. Let's see who it's on. This one will be on Harris with 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's SK 10 and Sydney 9. So Champlin will go to the line here for Sydney, or for South Courtright, excuse me. Steps in, first shot for Champlin, left it short. Kaufman goes to the bench, and this will be Charlie Kuhn coming in here for the Rams. 9 seconds left, Champlin to the line here for the Rams. His shot is good, so Champlin with 5 points. Sydney quickly back up the floor. No, taken away here by Quinlan Davis, and now his pass is taken away by Gravelin. Gravelin finds Levi Green, who tosses up a three. No good, SK with the rebound. They try a full court shot here, and it'll fall short. End of the first quarter. It's South Courtright 11, Sydney 9. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also want to welcome in our listeners online at WCDOsports.com. Brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. I know we have a lot of listeners on the World Wide Web tonight. We appreciate you following along. First round of the Pat Grasso Tournament here in Lawrence. Start of the second quarter, it's the South Courtright boys leading Sydney 11-9. Sydney with the basketball going left to right. They're in the maroon with the white trim. On the baseline, here's Harris. Tosses up a shot, up and in. Harris has got 6 points, and Sydney ties it back up at 11. Tough shot there for Harris, and he gets it to go. Here's Quinlan Davis quickly in transition. Davis back here for Burns at the top of the key. Ferns setting up the offense. Again, Sydney's in the maroon here tonight, and South Courtright's in the white with the blue trim. Now a steal by Sydney. Gravelin in transition down the length of the floor, puts it up, just misses the layup. Harris with a rebound, back out for Gravelin, and Sydney will reset the offense. We're a minute in here to the second quarter. We're tied at 11. It's been a scrappy one so far. Gravelin with the ball. Now we'll feed one back out for Palmateer to the high post. For Matt Hoskins, now to Palmateer, takes it down low, shot is off the glass, no good. Couldn't get enough air under that one, and South Courtright quickly in transition, back down the floor. Here is Champlin, dishes one off here for Schaefer, couldn't get it to go. Had the layup, but it just wouldn't go down. 6:45 to go, second quarter, Sydney with the rebound, we're tied at 11. Gravelin across the midcourt timeline, to the right side for Green. Now to the high post for Harris, back out Palmateer. Sydney going left to right. Right wing side in front of the SK bench. Here's Harris at the high post. Backdoor cut for Green. Nice pass. Great feed, and Green is able to finish it off. Levi Green gives Sydney a 13-11 lead here over the Rams with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Here is Champlin. Dishes down low, looking for Schaefer. This time he's able to finish. So Joe Schaefer off the bench making an impact. And we're tied up at 13 with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Thrown into the backcourt here. Charlie Kuhn will take it away, but then Palmateer is able to chase it back after a bad pass by Harris. Set that all up. Harris gets it back, almost pulled the trigger on a three ball, and then thought better of it. Instead passes down low, finds Hoskins, who puts it up, and he's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but he'll be heading to the charity stripe to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Quinlan Davis. His first, team's sixth. Team foul situation is SK with 6 and Sydney with 5. So here is Hoskins, the senior, to the line looking for his first points of the evening. Shot is off the side of the rim and no good. Both teams have struggled a little bit here at the line so far tonight. Lamport's going to check back in along with Kaufman. Burns will head to the bench for SK as well as Quinlan Davis. Hoskins will step in for his second shot. No good. We'll have a violation on the shooter. Anyways, didn't make the shot, so 0-for-2 at the line for Hoskins. Ball will go back here to Sydney, or excuse me, to South Courtright. With 5:50 to go in the second quarter, we're tied 13-13. Here is South Courtright setting it up as they go right to left. They go to Schaefer on the right side of the floor. Schaefer looking for options. Now goes back to Lamport, steps back for a three ball. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. Picked up here by Champlin. He tosses up a right-handed layup. That won't go. And Palmateer goes into the land of the trees. Comes up with a rebound. Long pass ahead for Levi Green. Through the wickets and out of bounds as he couldn't hold on. With 5:25 to go in the second quarter. We're tied up 13 apiece between the Rams and the Warriors. And again, both teams just seem to be cold in certain spots. And then, you know, they get hot for a couple of minutes. And here's Champlin taking it to the rim. It's going to be a charge taken here by Hoskins. And so the foul will be on Champlin. Nice job there by Hoskins to absorb that. So, yeah, it seems like one team will get hot, the other goes cold. They've kind of been trading off a little bit. Not what we're used to seeing from both these teams, who are usually very strong offensively. Scoring the ball is usually not a problem for either of these two teams. 5:15 to go, second quarter, tied up 13-13. It's been a defensive struggle here tonight. Here's Harris. Passing one down low for Hoskins off the glass. The kiss is good for Hoskins. He gets it to go. And it's 15-13, Sydney on top of South Courtright. Here's a floating jumper for Kaufman. Won't go. Ball loose, and Sydney will come away with it on the rebound with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Harris will take off down the floor on the right side. Harris with a bounce pass off the leg of Champlin. It'll stay with Sydney. That last foul on Champlin was his second, team's seventh, so Sydney could take advantage and get to the line here for the rest of the second quarter. Gravelin gets it in and finds Levi Green at the top of the key. Green dishes one here for Harris, right side finding Gravelin. Gravelin has Kuhn right in his shorts. Little give and go. Gravelin finds Hoskins down low, pumps one back out. Gravelin, left side three ball, too strong. Hoskins with a rebound. Back out for Levi Green. Dishes one down low for Harris, up and in. So Harris gets it to go, and he has 8 points. And it's 17-13, Sydney on top of South Courtright. Opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence for boys. Here is Lamport, takes one down low, finds Schaefer, back out Kaufman, step in three, left side, no good. Died on the front of the rim, rebound for Sydney. They're doing a great job on the glass. Ahead now for Palmateer. Got stuck underneath in no man's land. Kicks one back out for Harris, top of the key. Harris takes it down low, partially blocked. They'll say it was last touch by Sydney, though, and ball goes back here to South Courtright. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. 17-13 the score. South Courtright on the baseline, facing some full court pressure. And they'll get it into Kaufman, but they lost it on the baseline. Kaufman didn't leave himself a lot of real estate, dribbled on the line. And the ball will go back here to Sydney. Kuhn will come out, and Derek Burns will come back in for the SK boys. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sydney will get it into Hoskins. Left side here for Green. Green into the paint, dishing down low. Palmateer back up front for Harris. Tried to feed it through some traffic, and it was taken away here by South Courtright. Now back for Chris Champlin. Step back, three ball, got it. Champlin with 8 points now as he buries a three-pointer, and it's back to a one-point game. Sydney leading 17-16 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Here's Palmateer, steps back for a long two from the right elbow. It's off the mark, and windexing the glass, here comes South Courtright. Burns in transition, leans in, his layup won't go. Rebound for Lamport, had his pocket picked, and Gravelin comes away with it. Sydney in transition. Gravelin tried to feed it and spread the needle there. It went off the leg of Champlin out of bounds and will stay with the Sydney Warriors. So Gravelin on the baseline will look to inbound the ball with 3:20 to go, second quarter. 17-16 the score. Sydney on top of South Courtright. Opening round of the Pat Grasso boys tournament here in Lawrence tonight. Here's Green at the top of the three-point arc. Tries to feed it inside. It was taken away. Another steal by Champlin. Quickly in transition. Champlin on the baseline. Lost it to Harris. Long home run pass. Ahead here to Palmateer, who lays it up and in. Palmateer, I don't want to say he was cherry-picking, but he was in great position. He's got 5 points and was all alone there for that layup, and it's 19-16. Now a steal here by Palmateer. Takes it in for another layup, and it's good. Palmateer now with 7 points. SK takes a timeout with 2:44 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 21. SK 16. We'll be back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, live in Lawrence again this year for the opening round of the Pat Grasso Boys Tournament. After a South Courtright timeout, the Rams trail Sydney 21-16. 2.5 to go before the halftime break. Here's Chris Champlin in the paint. Fadeaway jumper. Got it. Champlin has been great off the bench here for the Rams. He has 10 points. First player for either team in double figures. It's back to a three-point game. Sydney 21 and South Courtright 18. Top of the key here for Mike Gravelin. We'll go to Harris. Give and go down low. Intercepted, though, by Lamport. And back up the floor for Burns. Burns wants to take it right to the rim. Lays it up and in. Harris tried to take a charge. It was pretty close there. Burns gets the no call.
And was in this country illegally.
And gets this one to go. It's back to a one-point game. With 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's 21-20. Sydney on top by a single point over South Courtright. Warriors with the ball. They're in the maroon with the white trim. South Courtright is in the white with the royal blue trim here tonight. Left side of the floor, they go for Harris. Harris wants to get into the paint, back out Gravelin for a long two, rattled in and out. Rebound for Schaefer of the Rams. Outlet pass quickly ahead here for Burns. Burns again wants to take it to the rim. Shot is too strong. Schaefer a rebound, missed that one. Pulls it back down again, finds Lamport. Lamport is fouled as he puts it up, and he gets the bucket to go. Lamport has been on the bench in foul trouble. He's got 4 points. Trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play as South Courtright takes the lead 22-21 with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. SK going to the bench once again. Quinlan Davis checks back in. Hunter Collins is in. Schaefer will go to the bench along with Charlie Kuhn for the Rams. Lamport's shot is good. Nothing but net. So some early foul trouble has not stopped Austin Lamport from putting up 5 points so far, and with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter, it's the Rams retaking the lead over Sydney, 23-21. Here's Palmatier, left side of the floor. Little pullback, now gets into the paint, dishes one back out. Looking for Gravelin. Gravelin lost it, now Levi Green wants to take it to the rim, left-handed layup, won't go down, ball out of bounds. Let's see, the officials say it's going to go to South Court right. Seth Ashline will come in. Lamport to the bench. This is a smart move here by SK. Keep Lamport from picking up that third one somewhere in the last couple of minutes of the second quarter. So SK will get the ball back. Sydney did not agree with the call. SK will bring it up the floor. Left side for Ashline. He is fouled by Palmatier on a step back. And so this will be the seventh team foul against Sydney. So there's seven on court right, seven on Sydney. Ashline's going to shoot 1-1. So Ashline with no points so far here tonight. He's a very good three-point shooter, but just hasn't had the opportunity to fire one off yet. So we'll see if this gets him going. So Ashline settles in. First shot, no good. Rebound for Hoskins, who was right there to sweep it up. Sydney quickly back up the floor for Palmatier. Palmatier feeds it through. Nobody home. Levi Green was on that back door. Green actually let it go. SK last touched it. So it'll stay with the Warriors. Kaufman comes back in. Champlin to the bench. He was great in the first half. He's got 10 points to lead all SK scorers. Minute to go, second quarter. Sydney trailing by two, 23-21. They get the ball into Harris on the right side. Harris on the baseline. He's going to double dribble, they say. And it's going to go back to the Rams with 54 seconds to go in the second quarter. 23-21 the score. SK trying to build up a small halftime lead here in the last 50 seconds. Here's Collins, takes it down low. Let's see what the call is here. This will be a charge against Hunter Collins. He did. He lowered that shoulder. He was trying to get to the rim and create some space. And so that is going to be the first foul on Hunter Collins, eighth on the Rams. And since it was a charge, there won't be any foul shooting for that one. And so we'll be back underway. Harris in the backcourt, dribbles behind the back, gets across the half-court timeline, and the Lawrence L at midcourt. A foul here on Collins. Going to quickly pick up his second with 42 seconds to go in the second quarter. This one will send Ryan Harris to the line. 23-21 the score. Harris has been the leading scorer so far tonight for Sydney. He has eight. John Palmatier has seven. Harris will step in here for Sydney on a 1-1 opportunity with 42 seconds to go before the halftime break. Harris first shot, too strong. Rebound for Hunter Collins, and quickly back up the floor they come. Shifts gears. Collins wants to take it right to the rim, puts it up and in. Hunter Collins, boy, he just hit the jets there and split two defenders and got it to go with 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Gravelin back up the floor. It's 25-21. South Court right on top of Sydney. Here's Levi Green. Step back three. Left it short. Rebound for Harris. Harris on the left low block. It's tied up with Derek Burns. Jump ball is going to give possession on the arrow back to the Rams. Great rebound by Harris. He just brought it down a little too low, and some of the guards for South Court were right there to get their hands on it. 17 seconds to go, second quarter. It's 25-21. South Court right leading by four. They'll play for the last shot here, it looks like. Burns down the line here for Hunter Collins. Collins pulls up in the paint. Got it. Hunter Collins with 7 points. And SK leads 27-21. Now a steal by Ashline on the baseline. Flips one back to Burns. Gets it to go at the buzzer. Burns with 4 points. And South Courtright ends the half with a big exclamation point. And the Rams lead 29-21 at the break. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, our halftime score. The South Courtright boys leading Sydney 29-21 in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO tonight and WCDOsports.com. It's time now for our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself in Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Halftime score, the South Courtright boys leading Sydney 29-21 in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. Here is our scoring summary from the first half. First for South Courtright, Chris Champlin off the bench with 10 points. 7 points for Hunter Collins, also off the bench. Austin Lamport with 5, Derek Burns with 4, Quinlan Davis with 1. So big contribution off the bench in the first half for the Rams. For Sydney, 8 points for Ryan Harris, 7 for John Palmateer. 2 apiece for Mike Gravelin, Matt Hoskins, and Levi Green. So, boy, you know, I think both teams would admit that they came out cold, kind of feeling each other out a little bit. SK really did some good work at the end of the half there with a couple of steals. I mean, this was really a 2 or 4 point game in either direction, and then SK just kind of hit the gas there with about a minute to go in the first half and were able to put up some points and give themselves a little bit of a cushion. But this is how it's been. I mean, Sydney goes up by 5, SK goes up by 5, and that's kind of been the way it has been here in the first half. I'm wondering now in the second half if we will see one of these two teams settle in a little bit here, and if that last little burst there by SK is going to give them the momentum, or if Sydney can come back out, stay composed, and chip away at it. So that will be interesting to see. So Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, our halftime score, the SK boys leading Sydney 29-21. You'll want to stay tuned. It's a doubleheader here tonight, folks. At 7 o'clock, it will be the Walton boys taking on Lawrence here in the other first-round game of the Pat Grasso tournament. We'll take a break. Again, halftime score, SK boys leading Sydney 29-21. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. I want to welcome in all our listeners on the web here tonight, all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Halftime score here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. It is South Courtright 29, Sydney 21. Two teams from Delaware County doing battle that won't normally see each other. I think this is the first time I've seen South Courtright and Sydney meet up. And it's, as I said during our Butler Auto pregame show, it's fun for me because I cover both these teams on a regular basis, but they never get to meet each other. So it's kind of fun and interesting when these two teams get to battle here. So early in the season when I saw that Sydney, the boys usually go to the Cooperstown tournament, I saw they kind of shifted gears and they were going to come here to Lawrence. I thought, wow, this is great, because you know normally this tournament has some great talent. Walton's usually here. SK's been here the last couple of years. We've seen Morris here in the past. So normally it's a very competitive tournament with some C schools and some D schools. So you add Sydney into the mix, I thought, boy, this is perfect. Perfect game to have on the radio as well. Halftime score, SK 29, Sydney 21. High score for South Courtright, Chris Champlin with 10 points. High score for Sydney, 8 points from Ryan Harris. We'll take one last break. When we come back, we'll start the third quarter here on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Glad to have you along tonight here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowell. Been looking forward to this one for a while. As, again, I said earlier, it came out on the preseason schedule. I said, oh, yeah, that's one we're going to be there on the radio. Second game should be great as well. Lawrence boys taking on Walton tonight. Our first chance looking at Walton this season should be a good one. Opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament, starting the third quarter with the score 29-21 in favor of South Courtright over Sydney. Sydney with the basketball. They'll go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the maroon with the white trim. South Courtright is in the white with the royal blue trim. Here's Palmateer. Sydney with the basketball. Here's Harris. Pull-up jumper for him. Left it short. Rebound for Liam Matthews, who has two fouls and didn't play much past the first quarter because of those. Shot from Palmateer is no good. Ahead now for Logan Kaufman. He takes it the length of the floor and lays it up again. First basket of the night, believe it or not, for the starting point guard, Logan Kaufman. It's 31-21, 7.5 to go, third quarter. Sydney with the ball into the paint, back out, Ryan Harris, step back, three-pointer, too strong, rebound, Quinlan Davis, and South Courtright trying to flex their muscle in the early part of the third quarter. Here is Kaufman, stops, chest pass to the far side for Davis, now for Burns. Burns, baseline drive here, left side, gets stuck in no man's land, kicks one back out. And they'll pass for Logan Kaufman. Kaufman now, baseline on the right wing side. Will leave one here for Quinlan Davis. His shot won't go. Rebound is loose. Both teams fighting for it. Comes to Lamport. He puts it up. He's fouled by Palmateer with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. SK leading by 10, 31-21. Lamport will head to the charity stripe. Lamport, let's see here tonight, already with 5 points. Was in some early foul trouble, but has been okay since. Nice crowd here at Lawrence Central School tonight for the Pat Grasso tournament. Lamport's first shot is up and good. They always do the girls tournament right at the beginning of the season. South Courtright girls won the Pat Grasso girls portion of the tournament right around Thanksgiving time. Boys is always between Christmas and New Year's. Lamport goes 2 for 2. He's got 7 points. It's 33-21. South Courtright on top of Sydney with 6:45 to go, third quarter. Here's Liam Matthews, dishes down low for Hoskins, hit him right in the hands, but he lost control of it, tried to go up a little too early. SK comes away with the ball. Kaufman tried to thread the needle there, gets knocked away, but right into the hands of Derek Burns. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Matthews. He's looking to run. Quick speed, just like we see on the football field. Takes it to the rim, can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Sometimes Matthews takes off and looks like he's at the NFL Combine on a sprint right down the middle of the floor, and it's hard for anybody to stay with him. So Matthews steps in at the foul line here with 6.5 to go in the third. First shot, no good. 33-21 the score. Matthews has struggled at the line so far here tonight. SK is on top of Sydney in the third quarter. Second shot coming for Liam Matthews. This one also won't go. Rebound is loose, and Burns comes away with it. And SK will pump the brakes, bring it up the floor. They'll get across the half-court timeline. They go left side here for Ashline. Ashline back to the top of the key now for Burns. Tries to break down his man on the dribble. Burns down low. Dishes one for Davis. Pull-up jumper. Good. Quinlan Davis gets it to go. So Davis is number three. That's 3 points for him. Third point of the night, I should say. Now a steal by Kaufman. Kaufman is battling for the ball in the backcourt with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're going to have a call. Foul will be on Kaufman for a reach-in. Courtright is not happy with it as they lead 35-21. Both teams getting scrappy for that one in the backcourt. That was tough. Could have gone a variety of ways there with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Matthews will get it in. Right side of the floor now. Gets it back. Lost control of it. Burns will take it away. Burns now for Ashline. Pull-up jumper, left side, no good. But Lamport was right there to lay it up and in. Lamport now with 9 points, and SK has built up a 37-21 lead. Here at midcourt, Palmateer finds Matthews. Matthews down low for Hoskins. Back up top for Palmateer. To the right side of the floor now for Harris. Harris gives and goes back to Gravelin, who puts it up and in. Gravelin gets it to go. He's got 4 points. SK will bring it now for Ashline. Takes it end-to-end, and Ashline puts it home for his first bucket, and it's SK 39, Sydney 23, with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Here is Harris, now back for Gravelin, and they will slow it down. Go to the top of the key now, finding Harris. Harris will find Matthews, wants to take it to the rim, up and under, and he's fouled with 5:05 to go here in the third. So that is the explosiveness that Liam Matthews can bring to the table. And he couldn't get the shot to go, but he will go to the line here with 5:05 to go. Two shots coming. Lamport's third and the team's third here in this third quarter. Matthews' first shot rattles in and out. Second one coming with 5:05 to go in the third. Champlin and Collins come back in. Timeout is taken here by Sydney. We'll have the second foul shot for Liam Matthews when we come back. It's 39-23. SK is on top of Sydney when we return on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Liam Matthews to the line for his second foul shot after the timeout. No good. And a rebound for Hunter Collins. With 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's the SK boys starting to pull away from Sydney. 39-23, make it 41-23 as Collins in transition nails a jumper for the Rams. And it's been a 12-2 run to start the third quarter here for SK. So they have really come out of the locker room strong. Here is Gravelin, gets down low, finds Hoskins with the layup, puts it in. So Hoskins now with 4 points, and it's 41-25. Can Sydney start to dig out of the hole here? Let's see. This is what's tough about SK. They're deep, and they kind of wear you down over time. 4.5 to go in the third. Now a steal by Matthews. Matthews right side of the floor, wants to take it to the rim, and it's a charge. Hunter Collins planted his feet in the floor, got back, and as Matthews went up for that one, he absorbed the contact and tipped over. So 4:25 to go in the third. It's 41-25, and SK will get the ball back. Good job sacrificing the body for Hunter Collins. Here's Champlin, finds Kaufman on the right side of the floor. Kaufman steps in for three, rattles in and out. Quinlan Davis with a rebound, puts it up, and he's fouled. With 4:14 to go third quarter, it is SK leading 41-25. SK has done a great job on the boards in the second half as well. They've picked up some easy second-chance opportunities and gotten to the line. As stepping in here will be Quinlan Davis. Davis with 3 points so far, looking to add to it here. Gets it to go. Hit the rim three times before it bounced down. So Davis now with 4 points, and SK leads 42-25. Second shot coming here for the big man, the junior, wearing number 32. Quinlan Davis, second shot good. Davis now with 5, and it's 43-25. But again, 4:10 to go third quarter. Quickly back up the floor here for Gravelin. Sydney with the ball, trying to get back in this game. Matthews will zip one over to Palmateer. Palmateer finds Gravelin straight away. Now for Palmateer. Picks up his dribble. He's double-teamed. Passes down low for Hoskins. Backdoor cut there for Matthews, who lays it up and in. Matthews with 2 points. His first bucket of the night. It's 43-27. The Warriors trailing here against South Courtright. Here's Logan Kaufman. His jumper won't go. Rebound loose. Gravelin picks it up. Ahead now for Matthews. Matthews with the layup is good. So Matthews with back-to-back buckets here for Sydney. And so he now has 4 points, and it's 43-29. Ashline steps back for three. Right as SK comes back up the court. Ashline now with 5 points. And boy, South Courtright firing on all cylinders now. They lead 46-29. A steal by the Rams. This is Davis. Took it out of the hands there of Matthews with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's Hunter Collins. Gets to the left side. Back out Ashline for three. Got it. Ashline's heating up. He's got 8 points. And it's 49-29. SK has really opened this thing up with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor for Palmateer. Now to Harris. Finds Matthews back across for Palmateer. Now for Gravelin. Give and go back to Palmateer. His three ball is too long. Collins with the rebound. He's looking to run. Collins in transition. Lost it in the paint. Back out. Ashline for three. Got it. Another three-pointer for Seth Ashline, and it's 52-29. Three straight three-pointers for Seth Ashline with 2:35 to go in the third. Here's Harris to the high post, finding Hoskins, right side now for Palmateer. Now to Gravelin, finds Harris, down low for Matthews, off the glass and good for Liam Matthews. So Matthews gets that one to go. He now has 6 points. He scored the last three buckets here for Sydney. 2:15 to go in the third. Collins across for Ashline. Pump fakes on a three. Pulls up for a two. Left it short. Rebound for the Warriors with 2:10 to go in the third. SK leads Sydney 52-31. South court right now settling in on defense. Warriors look to pass it around. They go to Ryan Harris, far side. Skips across the top of the zone. Palmateer. Palmateer straight away. Top of the three-point arc now for Gravelin. Gravelin back, Palmateer. Sydney with the ball. They go to the interior for Matthews. He's tied up. And we'll have a foul, it looks like. Or will it be a jump ball? We'll see what the officials decide. They're going to conference about it here. With a minute 50 to go in the third, it's going to be a jump ball. Sydney not pleased with the call. With a minute 50 to go, third quarter. Collins and Davis come to the bench for SK. Stanley Anderson in for the first time tonight for the Rams. Charlie Kuhn back in as well here for SK. Minute 50 to go, third quarter. Sydney's going to try to go with some full court pressure here once again. They trail 52-31 on the road in Lawrence against South Courtright in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Minute 40 to go in the third. Here is Logan Kaufman, and we'll have a whistle. It's going to be a foul away from the ball, way down by the baseline. Foul will be on Matthews, going to be a push on him. That'll be his fourth foul. And the fourth on Sydney as a team with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Courtright leading 52-31. Ashline with the ball will look to get it in and finds Charlie Kuhn on the right side of the floor. Kuhn will reverse for Kaufman into the corner now for Champlin. Pump fakes on a three, looking to get around Hoskins. Down low, lost it. Palmateer will steal it away. Across the midcourt timeline on the right wing side. Palmateer in the paint, pull-up jumper, no good. And we'll have a jump ball off the rebound as he got tied up with Anderson. Levi Green checks in. Matthews will go to the bench. He's not pleased. He's got those four fouls. With a minute 25 to go in this third quarter. SK leading 52-31. Gravelin with the ball on the baseline. We'll go to Palmateer. Palmateer will kick one back out for Levi Green. Reverses for Harris in the corner. Pull up three ball. Too much of a line drive there from Harris. Shot is no good, and a rebound for Charlie Kuhn. Ahead now for Champlin, and it was tipped away off the hands of Hoskins and off the hands of Champlin and out of bounds. That's rare to see. Champlin, a very good baseball player as well. He's got great hands from his catcher position. That one just tipped off his hands, and he wants that one back, I'm sure. A minute to go, third quarter. It's 52-31. South Courtright leading Sydney. Left side of the floor now for Levi Green. Looks to get a screen from Hoskins. Goes to the corner now for Gravelin. Spots up for three, too strong. Rebound is picked right up there by Palmateer, and he puts it in. Palmateer now with a team high 9 points for Sydney, and it's 52-33. South Courtright leading Sydney here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Champlin with a jumper from the foul line that won't go. And he's fouled. Shot won't go. He'll head to the line. Colby Finch checking in here for Sydney with 37 seconds to go, third quarter. So Champlin will head to the line. Foul will be here on Sydney's Matt Hoskins, his second and the team's fifth. So Colby Finch will check into the game. Hoskins will come out. Colby Finch, the senior, wearing number 00. 37 seconds to go, third quarter. 52-31 the score. Champlin settles in after missing the first shot. Second one is good for Champlin. So he has 11. And it's 53-33. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Palmateer. Palmateer goes back to the top of the key here for Gravelin. Now back to Palmateer. Tried to feed it down low. Off the leg, though, of Joe Schaefer, who checked back in. And so it'll go to Sydney with 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Gravelin looking for options. Goes into the corner now for Ryan Harris. go back out for Pommatier. Pommatier in the paint, floating jumper is too strong. Rebound off the miss here for Champlin. SK is going to play for the last shot of the quarter. They lead 53-33. Here is Kuhn, left side of the floor. Goes back for Stanley Anderson, who's the soccer standout here for SK. Now goes to Kuhn, left side, 5 seconds left. They'll reverse one down and low. See if they can get a shot by Schaefer at the buzzer. No good. 53-33 is our score. The Rams leading the Warriors with three quarters in the book. Books, fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you, banking easier. South Courtright boys leading Sydney 53-33 as we start the fourth quarter. South Courtright with the basketball, though, quickly pass down low to Chris Champlin. He is fouled as he tried to take it to the rim. That's the sixth team foul against Sydney. There's three against SK. That's going to be a foul on John Pommatier, his third. So they'll say it was on the floor, so SK will get the ball in. They'll go to Kyle Funk, who's now into the game for the Rams. Back to Champlin. Some new faces getting some time out on the floor here for SK. Funk finds Champlin, left side. Now goes to Stanley Anderson at the top of the key. Anderson will dish one back for Funk. And down low here for Champlin. Turn around in the paint. Puts one up with the left hand. Too strong. And a rebound is picked up here by Sydney. Good move and everything there from Champlin. Just couldn't finish it off. Gravelin now is on the left side of the floor. Finds Liam Matthews on the baseline. And let's see, stepped on the line. No, they'll say it was a foul underneath. Going to be a foul on Joe Schaefer, his first, team's fourth, here for South Courtright. With 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter. SK leading Sydney 53-33. Sydney gets the ball in, and they'll go to Gravelin. We're going to have a foul here. It'll be on Ryan Harris trying to set an illegal pick. And so South Courtright will get it back. The team's seventh. And Harris is third. Yeah, if he had six fouls, we'd be setting some new rules here in the game of basketball. So 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney is trailing 53-33 in the opening round of the Lawrence Pat Grasso tournament here tonight against South Courtright. Team foul situation, Sydney with seven, SK with four. That's the third on Harris. Ashline steps back for three. He's back into the ball game. Can't get this to go. Quinlan Davis saves it, but he did step on the line. And so it'll go back to the Sydney Warriors. Don't forget, folks, it's a doubleheader here tonight. Right around 7 o'clock, we will have the Walton boys taking on Lawrence in the second game of the opening round here of the Grasso tournament. Sydney with the basketball for the right side for Pommatier. Pommatier lost, but it comes back to Matthews. Passing down low now for Harris in the paint, and he gets tied up. We'll have a foul with 6:50 to go. See who this one is on for the Rams. This will be on Burns, his first, team's fifth. So Sydney again will have it on the baseline, and this one will go back out for a step back shot from Pommatier. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Harris. Harris on the baseline, left side low block, puts it up and is fouled by Quinlan Davis. No, they'll say it's a jump ball. So possession arrow will keep it here with Sydney. Tough call underneath there with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 53-33 the score. Sydney looking to get it in. They find Harris in the corner. Steps back for three. Left this one short. Not enough mustard on that one. Rebound Palmateer. Back out Levi Green. His shot from the foul line won't go. And South Courtright will clean up the loose ball and bring it back up the floor with Logan Kaufman. Kaufman right side finding Ashline. Thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Now steps in for a two ball and got it from the right elbow for Seth Ashline. So he has 13 points. And Courtright leads 55-33. With just about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Liam Matthews on the floor, gets tied up, jump ball with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. And the ball will go back to SK, possession arrow this time, giving it to the Rams. And so South Courtright will walk it up the floor. They go to the right side now for Ashline. Ashline steps back, wants a three ball, can't get it to go. Burns into the land of the trees, shortest guy on the floor perhaps, couldn't get the rebound, still fighting for it. Finally, Sydney will take it away. And quickly back up the floor here for Palmateer. Threads the needle, goes through traffic, finding Levi Green. Ball is loose and flies out of bounds near the scorer's table. Thought I was going to have one of these Sydney players in my lap here if they really dove for that one. Luckily, they did not. And so Sydney will get it back. Last touch there by SK with 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's 55-33. And here is Green with the ball. Levi Green finding Mike Gravelin. Far side for Palmateer. Steps back now for Green as South Courtright leads Sydney 55-33 with 5.5 to go in the contest. Down low, Liam Matthews up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Palmateer with the follow. That one won't go. Rebound for Lamport. Ahead now for Quinlan Davis. Davis trying to take it to the rim. Hook checked away there by Harris. Out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Rams with 5:20 to go. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show as well. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. South Courtright gets the ball in. They find Ashline for a step-back jumper. That won't go. Harris scoops up the loose change. And a head now for Sydney with Liam Matthews. Matthews, pull-up jumper from the foul line, left it short, rebound here for SK, and quickly in transition, here is Kaufman with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Kaufman, top of the key, now will leave it for Burns. Burns, shielding it from a defender, gets into the paint, now finds Ashline. He wants to take it to the rim. Ashline can't get it to go, and Sydney will scoop up the rebound and quickly up the floor. Nice move by Palmateer. He'll try to take it the whole length, trying to go coast to coast. His shot is too strong. Burns skies for a rebound and cleans the glass. Rips it down ahead now for Kaufman, left side of the floor. Kaufman, top of the arc, now for Burns. Burns for South Courtright will find Ashline. Into the red paint, back out Lamport. Dribble drive left side. Lamport is fouled as he takes it to the rim with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 55-33. Lamport will step to the line. Couldn't get that shot to go, but he'll have an opportunity to shoot two. Eighth team foul against Sydney, and the third foul against Levi Green. Lamport's first shot left it short. Champlin will come back in, as well as Schaefer for SK. Ashline and Davis to the bench. With the score, South Courtright leading Sydney 55-33. Lamport's second shot is good. So Austin Lamport now into double figures. He has 10, and it's 56-33. Back up the floor now for Sydney. Now on the left side for Gravelin, into the corner now for Levi Green. They'll reverse it to the far side for Gravelin, looking for options. Back to the top of the key for Palmateer with 4 minutes to go. Palmateer has his pocket picked by Logan Kaufman, and SK will come away with the basketball across the midcourt timeline. Kaufman with the left hand gets into the paint, trying to dish one off for Schaefer. It gets through, and he puts it up and in. Joe Schaefer now with 4 points. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter, and it's SK leading 58-33. Back up the floor. They'll find Harris now back for Levi Green, left side. Green gets into the paint. On the baseline now for Matthews, back for Harris. Chest pass to the far side, right wing side, in front of the fans for Palmateer, who will slow it down with 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Gravelin. Steps in for a short jumper off the mark. Rebound here for Lamport. With 3:25 to go, Lamport quickly back up the floor. Stops, puts on the brakes, and now we'll go back here for Burns. Burns gets into the lane, turnaround shot is blocked, out of bounds, and it will stay with South Courtright. Anderson will come back in here for SK. Burns to the bench. Lamport to the bench. Mike Stiber is going to check in as well here for the Rams. Again, 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. SK trying to punch their tickets to the championship game. They currently lead 58-33. Looks like Sydney's going to go to the bench as well. SK gets it in. Here is Schaefer with a turnaround shot. It's up and good. He has 6 points. 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter, and Sydney is trailing 60-33. Left side of the floor now for Palmateer. We'll go to Levi Green. 3 minutes to go. Now for Harris. Harris back up top here looking for Palmateer, who will pull it back out. He's still got Kaufman right in his shorts. Ball pinballing around. He finds Matthews. And we will have a foul with 2:50 to go. Foul's going to be on Joe Schaefer. And both teams will continue to go to the bench here. Sydney will bring in three new guys. Gravelin will go to the bench. Green goes to the bench. Harris goes to the bench. And let's see who's going to check in here for Sydney. As I said, Finch will come back in. Nick Gravel is going to come in, as well as Brandon Kane. Sydney will inbound the basketball on the baseline. They try to throw it in. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to SK. 2:47 to go, fourth quarter. 60-33 the score. South Courtright leading the Sydney boys. So Champlin will walk it up the floor. Gets across the half-court timeline. Setting up the offense here for the Rams, who will most likely get to the championship game if they can hold on here over the last 2.5 to go. They'll play the winner of Walton and Lawrence, who will be playing next here on WCDO. So we'll have our postgame show, and we might just start things all over again with our Butler Auto pregame show. Sydney's going to get the ball back on a traveling violation, but Palmateer with a carry at midcourt gives it right back to the Rams with 2.5 to go. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our postgame awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Champlin will walk it back up the floor. Right side here looking for Stiber. Stiber now will go to Schaefer in the corner. Lost it. Matthews took it right out of his hands. And Palmateer will work it up the floor here for Sydney. It has just not been a great second half here for Sydney. They've had trouble scoring the ball. Meanwhile, South Courtright turned down the Jets early in that third frame to help pull away. Pull up three ball here for Sydney from Brandon Kane from downtown. Makes it 60-36 with 2 minutes to go. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Stiber. We'll go to the far side now for Kyle Funk. To Anderson, now to Chris Champlin. Takes it to the rim, no good. Schaefer is there, tosses it up, gets blocked once, out of bounds. Ball is going to go back to Sydney with 1:45 to go, fourth quarter. Champlin went up for that layup, and part of his shoe came off his heel there. So he had to quickly try to get his shoe back on before he could come back in play. 60-36 the score with 1:35 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Palmateer down low, lost control of it, taken away by the Rams. Quickly back in transition is Stiber. Stiber with a pass to Stan Anderson. Anderson back out for Funk, into the corner for Schaefer. Pull-up jumper is good for Joe Schaefer. So he has 8 points, and it's 62-36 with 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter. So Sydney now trying to just work off the last minute of this contest. They will play in the consolation game tomorrow. As we hit 1 minute to go, and the Rams lead the Warriors 62-36. Palmateer at the top of the key will find Liam Matthews, who lays it up and in. Nice athletic move by Liam Matthews, so he has 8 points, and it's 62-38. Top of the key now for the Rams. They'll pass one down low here for Schaefer. Back off Stan Anderson, puts it up, and he's fouled with 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. The final 30 seconds here as the South Courtright boys lead 63-38 over Sydney. The opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence. So SK will go to the championship game. Sydney will go to the consolation. SK with the ball, they'll walk it up the floor one more time. Run off the last 20 seconds or so. In what was a very close first half, SK just turned on the jets here in the second half and opened up a big-time lead. Here's Kyle Funk with a long two. That one is off the mark. 10 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Ball is loose. Sydney trying to steal it away here, but our final score is going to be 63-38, it looks like, as time winds down. 2 seconds to go. Colby Finch with a shot at the buzzer. Gets it to go. So it'll be 63-40. SK beats Sydney. Our postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here for the opening game of the Pat Grasso tournament. Remember, it's a doubleheader tonight, so we'll have Walton and Lawrence coming up in just a little bit here. That tip is scheduled for 7 o'clock. The South Courtright boys win 63-40 over Sydney, so South Courtright will go to the championship game and play the winner of Walton and Lawrence. Scoring summary first for South Courtright. 13 points for Seth Ashline, 11 for Chris Champlin, 10 for Austin Lamport, 9 Hunter Collins, 8 for Joe Schaefer, 4 for Derek Burns, 2 for Logan Kaufman, 1 for Stanley Anderson, also 5 for Quinlan Davis. So South Courtright balanced as usual. For Sydney, team high 9 points for John Palmateer, 8 apiece for Liam Matthews and Ryan Harris, 4 for Matt Hoskins, 4 for Mikey Gravelin, 3 for Brandon Kane, 2 for Levi Green. Let's get into our three awards for offense and defense and all-purpose. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give that to Seth Ashline tonight from South Courtright. 13 points, but He had that big stretch where he hit 3 three-pointers in a row. It was great, and he really helped SK open that lead up a little bit. So Seth Ashline is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'd like to give this tonight to Chris Champlin, 11 points from South Courtright. I thought when he came off the bench, he provided a real spark. He was great and got some key steals on defense, which helped SK stay in the game early on when Sydney was really in control of this game. So we'll give Chris Champlin from SK our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give this to John Palmateer tonight from Sydney, a team-high 9 points. Thought he was pretty steady tonight, did a lot of everything, and so we'll give him our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Again, our final score, South Courtright boys defeating Sydney 63-40. We'll have a little break here. They're doing the Lawrence Hall of Fame inductions that they do every year. They have a school Hall of Fame, so they'll be doing that over the next couple of minutes. And then we'll be back with our Butler Auto pregame show. It will be the Walton boys taking on Lawrence in the nightcap here. Winner will take on South Courtright, and whoever loses the second game will take on Sydney in the consolation tomorrow. So we'll play some music. We'll be back in just a little bit here in Lawrence from the Pat Grasso tournament. Once again, the Sydney boys falling to South Courtright 63-40 in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in Sydney. He'll be with me for game two as well. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back on WCDO.